Pete Boulay, climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, here to tell us some weather and climate tidbits. Thank you so much for being here, Pete, with us this morning on KTWH.
Well, happy to be here, Catcher.
Oh, yes. Well, it's always good to have you. It's always fun to hear a little bit of someone who sees the big picture. I mean, what I'm seeing these days, I mean, even people who don't like snow, I have to say, are kind of saying, well, I wouldn't mind some sign of winter. It's really, as you know, been balmy. And some kind of nice sunny days, a lot of dry, but then some sort of very minor moisture events. I wouldn't even call them precips. Like this morning, it was the pavements were wet. We had a tiny bit of snow once and a tiny bit of rain and fog once. But I know last week, Kenny Blumenfeld told us that the two sort of systems that need to collide in order for us to get snow were 1,000 miles apart last week. So I don't know if you use the same language, but one of my questions is the 1,000 miles getting shorter? Or what do we have to expect here? I mean, we're just hearing about the mild conditions everywhere.
Well, you know, I'll have to say that winter is being postponed for a while. And, it's pretty amazing what's happening with the warmth. You know, yesterday, you know, it felt like October. You know, walked around the state and it was like October. And it's an interesting weather pattern. I will say this, be very wary about that wet pavement going on. There's still frost in the ground in areas, and that's been causing some trouble on roads. Last week, we had some issues depending on the conditions because we did get fairly cold and we got some frost. My frost is now out of the ground here at the weather station at St. Paul. So we're losing some frost. We're also losing ice on lakes, too. I drove by Gull Lake yesterday. North of Brainerd there was wide open. Still some ice on other lakes, though. Pelican Lake still had some ice and places like that. But we're not doing well freezing over the big lakes right now at all. And this weather pattern is not good for that at all. We're going to take a break from the October weather, though. We do have a bit of a little weather system coming through the state. And what that'll do is give us a little snow, a lot of wind, and knock our temperatures back to close to normal, which is about 31 for a high and 17 for a low. Can you imagine? It's, 37 degrees right now in Two Harbors. And the normal is 17. So I don't know if we're getting pampered or not, but, I think normal is going to be a shock to the system. So, we'll have this weekend, see a little bit of snow, and then believe it or not, by next Thursday, Friday, looks like a repeat of this week with another bubble of very warm air coming up again across the state. And we're just stuck in this pattern, and really it doesn't look like any end is in sight for a while.
Wow. Now, is this El Nino or is this something unprecedented or what is this?
You look at the textbook El Nino, it's got tastes of it. The warm air in the northern plains is very much an El Nino thing, the polar jet stream being shoved to the north. It's starting to look a lot like an El Nino pattern. It's not a pure El Nino. We're getting some Alberta Clippers and such, so there's some activity around, but what's definitely going on is we are cut off from any moisture from the south. I mean, there's nothing happening. We are we're on track to finish another month below normal. I can't imagine December being above normal at this point. It'd be difficult. Some could surprise us. In every model run, there's that storm on the horizon that Kenny and I get really excited about. That looks like something might happen, and by the time the day comes, it's in Ohio or something like that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem to stay in the cards. So it's December is if you want to bet on something, I would say above normal temperatures for the month of December. And we're on the 8th, so it's not like we got a long way to go in December, but boy, it's getting hard to find cold air.
So far there's no end in sight. I mean, there's a little bit of a cool off, but then it's going to warm right up again. You're not probably the one to totally be the expert on this, but it's got to be just wreaking havoc in our animal plant systems to be going backwards for things to freeze and then melt again, or lakes to freeze and then melt again. Although, like you said, this wouldn't be that uncommon for October. And, you know, sometimes I've actually wondered if are the seasons actually just being delayed? You know, is it we're going to get a ton of snow in March and April again? I don't know if you have any commentary on that kind of big picture thinking, but any thoughts, welcome.
It's interesting. Just about any winter, we seem to have a winter somewhere in there. You know, I still remember 2019 in January walking around with no snow on the ground going, oh, I guess it's over. And then we had February 2019, which totally packed as much winter as you possibly can in 1 month. So, you know, that always could happen too. I am concerned about we're not building ice in the lakes. We're not getting a good snowpack, especially up north. It's unusual. You know, I think Duluth is now 17 inches below normal for snow. And, you know, it's I do a snow map once a week. And, you know, it's weird to be, you know, this is usually by this time in December, there's something going on up north and really nothing right now at all. And, that's the unusual thing for me. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not a wildlife expert, so I don't know what's going on with that. But, you know, it's the squirrels are still having fun, you know, doing their thing. They think it's fall.
Right.
Like, so.
I guess.
Yeah. I put out the suet and I got woodpeckers coming to the suet feeders. So, you know, the birds are around. I know that much.
Right. Yeah. And you wonder how quickly everything can adapt and then adapt back. And it's just going to be one of those winters, I guess. And let's see. I guess that kind of wraps it up. I feel like I always have more questions, but we have to end before too long. But do you have any, like, I'll just comment a little bit. You know what? I'm starting to think about the bear grease at the end of January. I know the World Cup is being held in Minneapolis this year. And then, of course, there's always the Berkey Biner. So there are big events that have, you know, are mostly pushed back to, you know, central winter. And of course you think, well, surely by then there will be, you know, winter, but I guess there's really no guarantee anymore. Is there anything you have to say about
winter.
That?
Yeah. It's not looking good right now for anything like that. And it's unfortunate because I do like a little bit of winter. I'm just not in the spirit of Christmas. It's
right,
hard when there's
too.
No snow on the ground. I'm hearing Christmas music, but yet I could rake another more leaves if I wanted to. And, you know, it's like, it just doesn't feel like they go together. And I'm searching for winter too. Kenny is too. We want some storms. This is boring weather. There's things I worry about with open winters, like fires. We could still have fires now if the dry grass is sitting out there. And, you know, there's certain things that if you don't have any snow, you got to start thinking the drought's going to continue slowly getting worse.
Yeah.
As long as we don't get any storms, you know, there's certain things I'd like a few winter storms, maybe on the weekend and overnight, so I don't have to drive in it. That's my only request.
Right.
Can I time them right, you know?
Right.
So, but I'll keep watching it.
That would always be good. It'll come when it comes. Yep. And until then, we will just wait and do the best we can with what we got. All right. Yep. Well, thank you so much, Pete.
Right.
And I'm sure we'll
take
have
care.
You on again.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Have a good one.
Yeah. Bye-bye. That was Pete Boulay, climatologist with the Minnesota DNR. Not with any great surprises. Oh, well, I'm not sure what I was expecting there.